Morning. Is anybody on today?
Hello, Betty.
Yeah, Elaine.
Hi. I was driving, and I just stopped. So but I haven't heard anybody else on yet.
Okay. We'll hang on a little longer, and then if nobody comes on, we might as well proceed with our day, huh?
Yes, yes. I have one of our daughters with me, and we're just stopping at what was my mother-in-law's house. We're taking care of things and cleaning out the house and everything. So that's what we're up to today. How about you?
That's a big job, Elaine.
Yeah. Well, there are actually three siblings, so but we're the ones that live the closest. So I'm the one who checks on the tomatoes and the cucumbers and waters the flowers and that kind of stuff. And I just took care of something at the credit union. So
yeah.
It is a lot of work.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just going to have a pleasant day meeting up with three of my cousins, and we get together, the ones that are local here, get together about every other month, so I'm looking forward to a really great day with them.
Well, yes. The last weekend of summer.
Yes, yes, and the rains are about to move in for the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
yep, so no outside things to be able to get involved in too much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be that.
I have plenty to do on the inside.
Well, yeah, a person doesn't have to look too far, usually, to find something to do.
Absolutely, yes. I think I heard somebody else join us.
Good morning.
Me too.
Oh, good morning,
Anita. Good morning.
We were just talking about what we were being involved with for the day. Do you have anything going on?
Well, most of my stuff got done yesterday. I got a new refrigerator and a new freezer delivered, so we had to unpack all the old ones and then after the new one.
Oh, boy.
Goodness.
They just left them in the garage because our son's going to pick them up, but the old ones, but I need to do some work on them yet this afternoon, so. He says, tell you how old the fridge was. It was 30-some years old, so.
35.
I'm sorry. Oh. But it was still working okay, but the light switch had kind of broke off, and you had to use a flashlight to see what was in there. And the ice maker didn't always slip up when it was supposed to, so it had run water down in the ice once in a while, so.
Time for a new one, huh?
I decided it was, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll hope it lasts half as long as the one he just got rid of.
I know.
Nothing worse.
Good morning, Linda.
So
no leaders on besides Betty?
No. Does anybody have anything they want to talk about?
Did anyone see Oz yesterday?
No, I didn't.
I think I did.
He had his wife on, and apparently she's her own show now.
Wow.
Monday nights at 9 o'clock, but I have no idea what channel.
Hmm.
Anyone hear what she said?
No.
Okay.
I heard what he said, but I wasn't familiar with it. I just didn't recognize it.
Me either. It sounded like Rio, but I have no idea what he was saying.
Yeah.
Sounds like an interesting...
Well, while you're talking here a little bit, I'll go in on the website, on his website, and see if there's something there.
Good idea.
This weekend, so we don't have to pick too many.
Are you throwing out cucumbers there, did I hear? I think we had three this summer from our garden.
Yeah, I'm picking cucumbers at the moment.
Send them this way.
Okay.
Sounds like that helps, Grim.
He had quite a few cucumbers. What was Oz's wife's show going to be about, Nancy?
It was interesting how she kind of cited him. That, you know, it's kind of like your program. She mentioned alternatives. Mm-hmm. She mentioned yoga. She mentioned health and wellness.
Cooking.
Right. She sounds a lot like, well, her daughter sounds a lot like her, the one who's on the shoe, which I never watch anyway. But, cooking, which she said she loves to do. And she even used the word vegan, you know, bordering on vegan, she said. I thought she was a vegetarian, but I'm not sure. Maybe she's moved over.
I think she's vegan.
Okay.
That does sound interesting.
Yeah, but I have no, I scanned through our channel thing at 9 o'clock on Monday night and found nothing that said her pro, and it's just the Lisa Oz show program, whatever it's going to be called, or whatever it is called. And it sounded already like it has started, but I am not sure about that either.
Yeah, because we don't have cable, so it sure for sure wouldn't be on one of ours.
Okay.
I don't know, it seems like so many of the cable channels run the same thing over and over and over and over. I didn't see that it was worthwhile getting it for most of the stuff anyway.
We kind of have no choice here. We would have no reception otherwise.
I'm not finding anything in my quick there, so...
So if you go to yesterday's program, is there a search thing you can put in there?
I haven't found anything yet.
There may be a video that I could watch later, so.
Yeah, maybe if somebody finds out in the next week or so, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for checking, Betty.
Yeah.
Did you hear that on, the day before yesterday, I guess, when they were talking about the LDL cholesterol and gave the numbers? I hadn't heard those recently. I'm sure I've had them before, but which ones or what the numbers should be.
Did you get them or do you need them? Is that what you're saying?
He said ideal was less than 100.
Right.
And then he a medium range, which was 101 to 160. And then the bad was, if it was really bad, then it was 161 or over for the LDL numbers.
Right, and his is like 102, I think he said, or
something like that.
That.
It was over the the amount ideal, so.
But he also indicated that it's food controlled.
Yeah.
They used to say that your cholesterol really only... a minimal amount was controlled by food. I guess they're realizing that's not accurate.
Yeah. And then he gave, the foods to lower it, which was the greens and bananas, grapes, avocado, and dark chocolate. And then he mentioned salmon, too, but
right.
The omega-3s.
Right.
And they talked about that, getting free screenings and free prescriptions and stuff too, which was interesting.
Mm.
That was on the 13th, I guess, when I saw that.
It was Friday.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, I'll do more searching later. I get all involved in that and forget I'm on the phone.
It'll eventually surface, I think.
Yes, exactly. It just will take some digging. I know I came up with her recipe on the portobello mushrooms yesterday that she gave, but...
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's up there, but I think I'll have to go back and kind of listen to the one of the segments of the program and to hear what's what, and that'll take some time. So in the newspaper this morning, I thought it was kind of interesting that they have article on obese cancer patients shorted on chemo doses, and it's because so many doctors don't take into account the body weight of the person they're diagnosing and prescribing the chemotherapy for. So, yikes.
Because I think anesthesia is very geared to your weight.
Yeah.
Medical doctors know that.
Wow. Yeah, so I thought that was something I hadn't thought about, figuring that I'm certainly not going to spend much time thinking about chemo every day, so that, you know, hadn't been a thought that crossed my mind, but I guess it is a pretty good size issue for those who are overweight.
I think we've heard in the past that people who are facing chemo, that it's beneficial to have, quote, a few extra pounds on, because most people will lose however much, you know, during the process. I don't know that that's a healthy way of losing weight.
Yeah.
Or if you're obese, if you really, I don't know. I think the fat cells do something about holding on to medications or something. Do we hear that? I don't know.
Yeah, this article says, don't call it supersizing, it's right-sizing cancer care, said Gary Lehman, a Duke University oncologist, who led the panel that wrote the advice. There's little doubt that some degree under-treatment is contributing to the higher mortality and recovery rates in obese patients, Dr. Lehman said. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nancy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Linda calling in from Lakewood, Washington. I have a question I've been interested in, and I haven't really done any research. Has anybody done any research or knows anything about this product that's been talked about lately called Senza? Do you know its value, if it's anything worth looking at?
I've seen it advertised for a long time. But my own personal knowledge of this guy, he has been around for a long time. I think years ago he had it where you would smell this, you know, the smell of whatever it was, And it would take your, it would give you the satiation of having felt like you ate something and would make you not necessarily want to eat. And the sensa seems to have, in my own personal opinion, evolved from that. I have not tried it. I don't know that there's, I don't know what the ingredients are.
That's right.
They offered, you know, I believe they are still offering free samples.
Yeah, I think I
don't know if they are honest about what's in it or not. Anybody know anything more?
No, I don't.
Well, thank you for that. I'll do a little bit more research. I was just concerned about it. It seems like it's almost too good to be true kind of thing.
Well, if you find out anything else or order it and decide to try it, let us know.
Yeah, I may do that. I may do a little experiment.
Or do a little Googling.
We are having a sun shower right now. I should go look for my rainbow.
It did worse.
Has left the conference.
I'm glad she spoke up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get there's a show on here that I don't catch very often, but it's Zonya, Z-O-N-Y-A, and Improve Your Health, Zonya's health articles. I got an email. And the article in this one was, Eat Kale, Be Happy. Her name is Zonya Foco, F-O-C-O. excuse me. And then she talks about why kale and how it tastes and all kinds of stuff like that. She gives a smoothie recipe and also a fresh salad recipe. Of course, the fresh salad recipe's got cheese in it because she's just vegetarian, not vegan, so. Oh, excuse me.
You can still make it.
Yeah. I haven't tried it. Won't read it. But the smoothie's heavy on the fruit. It calls for a cup of orange juice, one banana and an apple, and then 2 cups of raw kale and 2 cups of ice. So I've never put that much fruit in my smoothies.
No, I haven't either. Well, if you go to Dr. Oz and get Lisa's recipes, you can pull up everything. There's the grilled portobello mushroom burger.
She marinates
in 3/4 cup of sake, three tablespoons of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 3 cloves of garlic finely chopped, and the juice of 1 lemon.
Mm, okay. It smelled delicious almost.
Yes.
You can do it outside.
And
so. The
other one that she has there is grilled tofu with chimichurri sauce and bean potato chili.
Mm.
That looks interesting.
Yeah, they all sound good.
Vegetarian Times that comes in my email that I get daily or once a week or whatever has a recipe that's a hearty miso stew that looks really really good too.
Has that been in the magazine, I wonder, or just in the online one?
Let me go back and see if they say on here that it was originally. originally published. No, it doesn't say if it was in the magazine.
Okay. Do you get the magazine, Onita?
I get the magazine, but I don't get the online one. I get a Veg Source one and a couple of others, but not that one for some reason.
Oh, here it is, Onita. It says September 2012, page 40.
So it's from last year.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I have to dig back through my magazines, I guess.
Well, we're to wrap it up anyway, so anybody have anything to say before we move on for our day? Nancy, anything from you?
Nope. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for
coming in.
Thanks for speaking.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
You too.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.